The scripture for today's message is 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and devotees, the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and those in the local sanctuaries and branch churches, and those who attend this service via internet and GCN TV viewers. Today, we are offering a united devotional service for the Young Adults Mission, Cana Mission, Light and Salt Mission, and Students Sunday School. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has blessed us to have this devotional service. I also give thanks to all the devotees who have prepared for this service with your heart, mind, and soul. Dear students, young adults, Cana Mission, and Light and Salt Mission members, who do you think loves you the most in the whole world? Who is it? Young Adults Mission, who is it? Canaan's Mission? It is Almighty, a God, the Creator. He created your eyes, nose, mouth, hands, and feet. He cherishes you more than the whole universe. He wants to be responsible for your life. And He wants to give you anything you ask. He is our Father God. If you dwell in His love, there is nothing to fear, nothing you will be short of. Even if your family background is no better than others, and your parents cannot give you many things, if you just dwell in God, He will fill all your needs. Although you don't have a high degree of intelligence, education, knowledge, money, or any background of value, God will take care of you if you completely rely on God. 1 John 4:16 says, "We've come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. The one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Then, in him, there should be no form of evil. There should be no evil to harm others or hate others. Inside love, there should be no evil." Do you really understand His love? You may think you understand because you heard and learned so much about it. But the depth of understanding is different from person to person. I hope that you can feel deep in your heart as to why such a great Heavenly Father loves you, who is such a trivial being so much. If you feel His love, that happiness and joy cannot be compared to any happiness of the world. For example, senior pastor loves God and he is loved by Father God, and he manifests power and he is greatly loved by Father God, and compared to him, I'm nothing. You may think like that. However, it's your thought. Father God equally loves us. There is no discrimination. But you feel there is some kind of biased love. As written in Proverbs, those who Those who love God will be loved by Father God, and those who diligently seek God will be, you know, if you truly love Father God, you will be loved by Father God. Now, if you have lukewarm love, then you will be loved that much. So it's up to you. Father God does not discriminate. So you and I were all saying, if we truly love Father God to the fullest, and we are eligible to love Father God like that. It cannot compare with any worldly friends, worldly pleasures, TV, money, boyfriend or girlfriend, social power, anything else. So, if you choose to be loved by Father God like this, your love for the world should be cut off from yourself. What does the Bible say? If you love the world, there is no God's love in it. Since you don't love God, you love the world. You are attached to the world. You love the pleasure of the world. If you truly love Father God, there is no such love of the world in it. So, and that becomes the evidence of your love for Father God. If a pearl merchant finds a most precious pearl, he will sell all he has to buy this pearl. In the same way, those who understand God's love can forsake all worldly things to gain His love. That's right. I love Father God foremost of all, and I want to be loved by Father God. That's why from the beginning, I forsook everything. Nobody taught me so. However, I did. And from the beginning, I forsook my family. What should I do? I should not have fleshly affection, right, to my family. That's why I forced my children not to call me father, to get rid of, you know, fleshly affection, as written in the Bible. So, even though I'm their biological father, you know, they follow the spiritual order. So they call, my children call me deacon or pastor or senior pastor, to cast off those in the fleshly affection. And Father God added one more to my children. And Father God told me to get rid of, you know, dolls from my children. But those who don't have, you know, faith, well, Father God would not tell me to do so to other, you know, people in the first or second level of faith. But why does it become an idol? Father God, you know, foreknew what would happen in the future. They should love Father God foremost of all. And to be in God's love, you know, they have to get rid of even such, you know, dolls, even paper dolls. Then they can have the heart to love Father God foremost. That's why, you know, they loved dolls and paper dolls and put in the clothes on it. No, they were wasting their time. So Father God wants them to use even that time for Father God. And I obeyed. And my children obeyed as well. And what about my children? If I ask you to do, would you do that easily? Like, you know, your idols are not, I mean, your dolls are not idols. But Father God told me to force my children. And my children obeyed me. And later on, no, there is nothing that they can love. There is nothing in the world that they can love. So they only love Father God, heaven and New Jerusalem, and the Lord, and shepherd, and worship God in spirit and spirit, and to pray. All these things, all those spiritual things, were things for Father God. Father God. Now, if you have children, if you raised your children like that, you know, most of them have come into spirit already. I raised my children like that. That's why they came into spirit and Holy Spirit. It's up to you. It's up to your deeds. So I delivered messages for 33 years. And I've told you this for 33 years, but you didn't listen to me. You didn't pay attention to me. So you didn't raise your children in the Lord. And that's why you don't have children who came into spirit or whole spirit. There are some, but. So if parents came into spirit and educated their children, even though they are young, you know, those people came into spirit. Those children came into spirit. Just like a thirsty deer pants for water, you'd want to know more about God's heart. Because you have experienced the happiness and joy given in God's love, you want to live the kind of life that God desires of you. In this church, we have summer retreat. But the first week of August is the hottest week in this country. The hottest week of the year when we have summer retreat. And it always rains. There is no exception. It always rains. Night and day. But we have summer retreat this week. We don't have just the hundreds congregation. We have like thousands of, congregation. But we gather together outside. And it is a miracle, isn't it? But that's what we've been doing it. But I think you feel it now. Summer in a Bible school, weather forecast said that there would be rain during the week, but the rain stopped. But it rained when they have activities inside, but when they had activities outside, the rain stopped. So they could enjoy their Bible school in cool weather. So last week it was so hot, wasn't it? But now it rained yesterday. Now the temperature went just a little bit down because we have to go to summer retreat. And those in the tropical night disappeared and the scorching sunlight is not there today. Isn't it interesting? So starting from tomorrow, how Father God will work and how Father God will change the weather. You have great expectation for it. Many guests from other countries, they are expecting for it. The weather change and dragonflies and miracles, they want to feel and experience those things. That's why they came to this country, and they want to be healed by the power of God. Just like a thirsty deer pants for water, you would want to know more about God's heart, because you have experienced the happiness and joy given in God's love. You want to live the kind of life that Father God desires of you. Then we can dwell in God, and God can dwell in us. In other words, we will live in the truth. And to that same extent, God will be with us and give us answers and blessings. I pray in the name of the Lord that this love of God may fill you completely, and God will take care of you at each moment of your life. Dear devotees and brothers and sisters, the love of God the Father is, first of all, the love to wait for us to change. Father waits us to change. From Luke chapter 15, we can understand what Father's waiting is like. A man who had two sons, one of them received inheritance in advance and went to a distant country. He probably had a dream to become successful in a new place. But the reality was harsh. he was not successful at all. Rather, he indulged himself in dissipation and wasted all his fortune. When there was famine in the land, he could not even get a feed given to pigs. Now he began to think about his father. He thought to himself, "In my father's house, even the servants have enough food. I'm starving to death here. I should go back home." Of course, he couldn't expect for his father to forgive and accept him. He asked for the inheritance money even before his father died, and he wasted all of it in dissipation. He couldn't help but be ashamed. Seeing him return to his father being in such a poor condition, he might just drive him away, saying, "I knew this would happen to you." Perhaps he could have just erased his second son from his mind and say, "I have my first son who is faithful and obedient. I will forget about the prodigal second son." But the heart of the father was completely different from what the son thought it would be. The father gave him the inheritance money because he demanded it so vigorously. But since the day the son left, the father was not at comfort a single day. He always had concerns about his son, worrying about where he was and what he was doing and whether he was healthy and whether he wouldn't be harmed by any evil people because he had a lot of money. He looked out to the way out of the village every chance he had and waited for his son to come back. My mother, when I was a kid, my first brother went to army, and there was a Korean War, right? The Korean War broke out. She put a bowl of water in the yard along with rice, and he put a bowl of rice underneath the blanket. There was no promise for his son to come back. But my mother put that water and rice bowl underneath the blanket. Why? She has no idea when his son would come back. She always served her first son with the warm rice bowl. That's why she prepared such rice bowl underneath the blanket all the time. And she put a bowl of water in the kitchen. Of course, she didn't believe in God back then. Winter and summer, she always washed herself cleanly. And in the corner of the kitchen, before the bowl of rice, looking up the sky, and she prayed in white Korean dress with the white socks, always new socks, always clean and new socks. She prayed for her first son, waiting for him. I've witnessed it. And I was raised like that. I'm not sure. My first brother knew, what she did. I'm not sure whether he knew it. But, she was expecting her first son every day and every night. The war was still going on, the Korean War. And our Father God is waiting for His children much more and much better than your physical father and mother. If you left the church, Father God is waiting for you. Not only our Father God. And part of the shepherd is the same. The shepherd is waiting for those souls who left the church. Our pastors, when your soul left, you gotta have this kind of heart and wait and pray for the soul who left the church come back. And I don't think it is easy for those members to leave the church. If they left the church, you know, they would come back and missing for you. He would have waited not just a couple of years, but even for 10 years. The problem was not about what kind of wrong the son did, but just because it's his son, he couldn't give up on him. He was not waiting for him to scold him for his wrongdoings. He was waiting to take off his old and dirty clothes and put the best of clothing and shoes and even precious stones on him. There was also a big party to be thrown for him. And since the son had returned home, his attitude about what he had must have completely changed from that of the past. Before, he took for granted all he was able to eat, that he wore, and all he enjoyed. He is now full of thanksgiving. Also, he wants to make up for what he had done to his father, and he searches for things to do that can please his father. Seeing this son, the father will be comforted and feel happy as well. Dear devotees, our Father God has been waiting for you and me since the beginning. He waited for us to accept Jesus Christ, receive the Holy Spirit, and change. He waited for us to eventually come to understand the heart of the Father too. No matter what kind of Christian life you are doing, Father God is waiting for you to stand on the rock. And He is pleased once you stand on the rock. And He is waiting for you to come into Spirit. Once you come into Spirit, Father God waits for you to come into whole Spirit. And that's what I do. I'm waiting for you to stand on the rock. One soul, the second soul. When souls stand on the rock, I'm so much pleased. And I'm waiting for them to come into Spirit. And then into whole Spirit. But can you imagine the heart of Father God? His heart cannot be compared to mine. Such love of Father God. I hope you can feel such earnest love of Father God. And it is true, so true. Father God loves us that much. Look at me. Although I am under refinement, I've never begrudged against God. Why? Because as I suffer like this, many souls can revive, they can escape from sin, they can stand on the rock and come into Spirit. That's why I am thankful for this trial. Eventually, you will stand on the rock and come into Spirit and whole Spirit, and you will go to New Jerusalem together with me, especially between the place between the first and second floor. Whenever I think of it, I'm so happy. And I'm not worn out. As I wait and wait, as you come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, I'm so happy, thankful, full of thanksgiving. But can you our Father God is even more. And our Lord is. Our Father is the same with the Lord. And they are waiting for you to come. Father God is waiting for His lovely children. And my only son died for you, my children. And if that children and cast themselves off from the world and wait. And that's what Father God wants. And when they changed and come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, that's what our Lord wants. So does my Father. Year, 10 years, 33 years, He has waited. Students, light and salt, Canaan mission, young adults. This earnest heart of Father God, I hope you can feel it. Now you have such faith. Not just with lips, but every one of you, Father God cherishes you, treasures you, wait for you. Whether you are deceived by the enemy, devil, and Satan, He waits for you, worrying about you. And Father God waits for you to understand Father God's heart and love. Once you understand, you can quickly come into Spirit and the Holy Spirit, right? And so do I. When we change into true children, what God wants to give us is New Jerusalem. God the Father is still waiting for us. He is waiting to share the glory of the beautiful kingdom of heaven that He made with all His wisdom and power. I urge you in the name of the Lord to become born as the fruit of God's waiting. I'm waiting for the congregation to come into Holy Spirit. That's what I've been doing for the last 33 years. Even before I started this church, you know, I came into Holy Spirit and started this church. Back then, you know, they were members and they became leaders of the church now. And my three children, you know, was poisoned by the poisonous gas and they couldn't breathe. But there was no chance to be healed by medicine or in hospital. But then I prayed, and the gas went away, and Father God explained. It was the first time, so Father God explained. When you pray, don't just say, go away, you gas. Poisonous gas. Through two eyes, through nostrils, through ears, through all the holes of the body, go away. You have to command like this. Because the poisonous gas captured all body function and the nerves, you know. You have to command like that so that, you know, the gas will go away from every nerve system of the body and through nostrils and through mouth, through two ears and two eyes. You know, the gas will leak out and people will come to sense easily. That's how Father God taught me in great detail. So when you command, you have to command like this. Then people will come back to sense easily. So when I command like that, you know, in just the matter of, in a couple of minutes, you know, people came back to their senses. Even though, you know, when they were, you know, unconscious. And they became normal. And there was no after effect. If they are healed in, you know, hospital, you know, they suffer from great serious after effect. And the after effects, you know, last for about like a couple of years. But the work of Father God works instantly. So in just a couple of years, you know, people become normal and there is no after effect. And we have such, you know, people who experience that, who've been healed like that. So Father God waited In the Old Testament, Enoch and Moses, Father God was waiting for people to come into the Holy Spirit. Now we have 7.3 billion people of this world. Father God waits for them to be evangelized. And there were many people. I mean, Father God needs many people to preach the gospel to those people because the whole world is drained by sin and evil. And, I mean, the just one-time revival meeting is not enough. Father God's work, Father God's miracle, signs, and power, it should be manifested so that you know, people can believe. Even if they see such miracles, people do not believe in this generation. But with this holiness gospel, with this power of God, we have to break them. We have to preach the gospel to them. And we need such people a lot. And that's what Father God has been waiting. Our Lord and I am the same. And I'm waiting for such people to come out in great number. And that's why I'm waiting for more number of people to come into Holy Spirit. At least they have to become a man of the Holy Spirit to manifest the power of God. I urge you in the name of the Lord to be born as the fruit of God's waiting, your devotees. The love of God the Father is, secondly, the love to endure for a long time until we change. Without endurance, that will be it once you commit sin leading to death. And there is one place for you to go. That is hell. But Father God waits for us to be changed. 5, 10, 30 years. Father God waited for us to change, to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. He has waited. Waited for many people to come into Holy Spirit. Father God will give them power of God. And when the time comes, the time is when I have the power of recreation after recovering my strength by 100%, then you will arise and go out to the world and preach the gospel. And that waiting, Father God has waited for that time. Performing Arts Committee have been supported. I have supported them, right? They are going to deal with the whole world. That's why I have waited and I have supported them. Until they became like this. And it's not easy to wait like this. For many years, I have waited. I have waited and supported them like this. When the time comes, they will glorify Father God going out to the world. I have waited, our Lord has waited, and our Father God has waited until today. It is the love to endure for a long time until we change. In his waiting is earnest hope. He can endure to the extent of his earnestness. To endure is not just to sit back and wait for the things to turn out the way you want them to. But endurance must be accompanied by the equivalence in effort and responsibility. As God has been cultivating human beings, He has suffered from so much sorrow and pain. One of the members said he began to lament as he was reading the book of Exodus and Numbers. He said he couldn't understand how people could complain so much against God and worship idols even though God showed to them such great power. There were members like this. Well, that's what I thought from when I was a novice Christian. I couldn't understand these people. Even though Father God showed great signs of creation and His power through prophets and His people, but you know, people forget about God and people forget God's commandments. They disobeyed God. They worshiped idols. I couldn't understand them, even when I was a novice Christian. That's why the Bible talks and has many examples of those things. Now, young people, you have to bear in this spirit in your mind. I have waited for you to leave from the sin leading to death, leave from the world. Now, if those young people can understand me, a senior pastor goes too far. No, he doesn't understand young people. Is it in a generation gap? You know, senior pastor is not our generation. You know, I think it's a generation gap. He doesn't understand me. Now, what if I understand you? What is the outcome? If I understood you, what would be the outcome? And what would happen to your children? They would become the prey to the enemy, devil, and Satan. They would go to hell. I know this. And what should I do then? Can I just sit back and wait for them to go down to hell? I should stop them. Now, our students and young people, and Canaan mission members, and Light and Salt mission members, they have faith. So they don't hate me. They don't hate their shepherd. Even though I told them, you know, to quit and stop, you know, they don't hate me because they know it is a way to survival. They know it is a way to eternal life because they have that much faith. Without such faith, the senior pastor repeats whatever he said in the past. He should not do so. If I just go to church and give whole tithe, that's it, right? But it makes you chaff, not whole grain. Amen? So, if you just listen to the word and read the Bible, but if you don't live by the word of God, you know, they think somewhat differently. Even though there are many people who witnessed the manifestation of Father God's power and love and science miracles, but they still love the world. And, you know, But another believer said, Deacon, it's not just sons of Israel. That's what we were before. And he couldn't argue. However, Israelites loved God. Even though they betrayed, it was not severe. They had that kind of character as people of God. But what about you? Even though you know, they begrudged against Moses, even though Moses divided the Red Sea. However, there are many people who have witnessed even greater works in this church. Yet still, there are people who don't obey the word of God. There are such people. That's right. It's true. It's not just the sons of Israel that they forsook the love of God even after experiencing great things and receiving so much grace. Anyone whose heart is not changed by the truth would do the same. Of course, you know, you have to experience the love of God, but that's not enough. You have to experience again and again, and you have to circumcise your heart again and again, over and over, and get rid of evil from your heart and untruth from your heart. Then your heart can be cleansed. So once you experience God's grace, that grace should be faith, and you have to put that faith into practice. Then you can experience again and again. You know, if just one time is enough, then you just go to summer retreat one time, and you witness, okay, the rain stopped and the weather was so good. You just witness it one time and that's it. However, the faith will stay the same, but as you keep witnessing it, your faith will grow up. As you experience this again and again, then the faith will fill your heart, and your heart will be circumcised as you cast off evil from your heart and untruth from your heart, and you fill your heart with goodness and truth. You have to change your heart like this. To do that, you have to make an effort again and again. Why? That is the way to go to New Jerusalem. That is the way to go to the place between the first and second floor of Shepherd's Castle. That's how you should do. Anyone whose heart is not changed by the truth would do the same. Yesterday, they praised God who had parted the Red Sea, but today, they complain about not having water to drink. In any hardship, they soon complain, and if they don't get their answers to prayers quickly, they lose all the grace they received. The reason the people could not go into Canaan land directly was due to their unbelief. Father God did not force them, but their unbelief made themselves like that. It is the same with you. Father God is not stopping you from standing on the rock or to coming into Spirit and Holy Spirit. Father God does not want you to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit late. Father God wants you to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit quickly. But even though you obey, it is not perfect obedience. That's why you are slow to change. Well, I think I'm impossible. It's impossible with me. Don't think like that. If you keep doing it, then you will eventually stand on the summit of us, in the top of the mountain. Then, even though you made the increase by 0.01%, you should be thankful for that. And Father, I just made increase just 0.1%, and Father, let me increase it next time again. Then, if I keep going like this, eventually, I will be on top of the mountain. You will. You can do that. You will eventually stand on the rock. You will eventually come into Spirit. You will eventually come into Holy Spirit, just like others do. You can. You can do it. You can do it. That's why I told you you could do it, and I'm leading you. I'm not saying it is impossible. I'm saying it is possible. That's how I lead you. You know, there was not a person who led me like this. But I came into Holy Spirit. Now, you have a teacher. You have many teachers who came into Spirit and Holy Spirit around you. And they will teach you all the time. So, there is no chance for you not to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. It is so easy. It's a piece of cake, isn't it? So easy. Knowing that fact so well, they didn't like the fact that they couldn't go into the land right away. They didn't want to wander around in the wilderness. And that is why they put the blame on God and others. Just like the people who wish to go back to Egypt, you might also try to find reasons to take all the worldly things again. You know, you are deceived like this. Although I told you again and again, there are people who do not cast off watching TV and worldly things. Brothers and sisters, you know, students, you don't like it whenever I told you to quit it. Say, Pastor, I don't like it. Why do you force me to quit watching TV? I don't want to live my life as I please. Well, do as you wish. Do as you please. But what is the benefit? Our students, there are many students who went to good university in this country. Kim Joo-hee, and she went to Yonsei University, right? And there are many others. And Levi workers as well. Elder Charles Chung is the he graduated from Yonsei University, and there are other people who graduated from Seoul National University. No, they did work, and that's why, you know, they graduate. I mean, you can do that too. And you don't need to go to good university to come into Holy Spirit. I mean, you didn't study the heart back then. But now, you can study the spiritual things and become spiritual warriors as you come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. You can decide your mind like this. Once you come into Holy Spirit, I'm sorry to say this to those, you know, who graduated from Seoul National University, you know, you cannot come into Holy Spirit even though you graduated from Seoul National University. I mean, you cannot buy these things with money. But it is up to you. It's up to how you make up your mind. But, you know, those people, you know, put the blame on others. If your fullness of spirit is not as much as before, and if things of the world come into your side, you first have to look back at your religious life. You gotta check whether or not your fervor for casting away sins has cooled down, or whether your worship and faithfulness have come mere formalities. But in many cases, if they lose the grace, they easily put the blame on others or the circumstances rather than looking back at themselves. They don't dare to directly complain against God, but they secretly have hard feelings against God. In such moments, if there are people like Korah, they pay attention to them. Read the Bible. There were people who went against Moses. And, you know, they gathered the people who would betray God. And Moses had the great power, but there were people like that, and it is the same today. There are people like Korah who are instigated by the enemy devil and Satan, and there are also people who are deceived by them. But, you know, they are poor people. They are so foolish to be deceived because they cannot go to heaven. They became prey to the enemy, devil, and Satan. They ignored the truth, and the faith that they had, you know, vanished, and they lost their grace. Because they want to go away that fulfills their desires, they listen to the words of the wicked people, and they want to believe the words of the temptation rather than trying to follow goodness. Although they experienced 100 miracles of God, if one thing does not agree with their thoughts, they completely forget about the 100 miracles. You know, they experienced 100s of miracles, but because of one thing which is not in accordance with their idea, they forgot about them. Because of one thing. How could they forget about those 100 miracles? It is nonsense, isn't it? Even if they remember, they just think it was coincidence. This is the attribute of flesh. In summer retreat last year, it is a coincidence. How could, you know, the clouds parted away and the rain stopped? It's impossible. Well, what about those healing works? Many, many incurable diseases were healed on that day. How could you explain them? Even though people were soaked in rain, but in a few moments, you know, their clothes got dried up. You know, they didn't have time to feel in a chill. You know, those mosquitoes and harmful insects were gone. And the temperature went down so much so that, you know, we could have fun and enjoy the meeting. Even though there are people who witnessed such things, you know, there are people who put that, think it is coincidence. What about those miracles that happened the next day and 2 days later? This is the attribute of the flesh. No doubt and disbelief and deceived by the enemy devil and Satan. It was not just the sons of Israel, but all souls during the course of 6,000 years of human cultivation. Sometimes God had to let justice be served, like in case of Noah's flood or Sodom and Gomorrah. If there is foot and mouth disease or avian flu going around, we cannot save the animals. In spiritual sense, if the sin reaches a limit, no other chance can be given. So there is a limit that Father God sets. Let's say a physical disease. Once it goes beyond the limit, Father God does not give healing work. Once a man bypassed that limit, the people come to repent and receive prayer, but they cannot repent easily. Now, there are many children. Our members, let their parents suffer from cancer, and once they reach the last stage of cancer, they bring their parents to church and try to receive prayer for them. It is not a good way to serve your parents. In spiritual sense, if the sin reaches a limit, no other chance can be given. But even then, God does not easily punish us, saying, I've given you so many chances and I cannot help it. Even when physical parents have to punish their children with a rod, their hearts are broken. And how greater would God's mourning be when He sees the souls going the way of destruction? Romans 8:26 says, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. The Holy Spirit in you helps your weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Those who try to betray God, they feel uncomfortable in their hearts. And that's the moment that they should realize that they are doing something wrong, that they are deceived by the enemy devil and Satan. Why? The work of the Holy Spirit is joy and happiness, like this. Joy and happiness and thanksgiving. This is the work of Holy Spirit. But if you have ill feelings in you, if you don't feel comfortable in you, then that's the work of Satan already. Then you gotta realize this. You have to realize. You have to repent right away and fast and turn back. Otherwise, you will be captivated by the enemy devil and Satan. When the believers are too weak to live in the light, the Holy Spirit also suffers with groanings too deep for words. When God sees His children who committed sin and suffer from tests and trials caused by Satan's accusations, He suffers the pain with them. Such pain has been stored up in the heart of the Father for thousands of years. As the 2 Peter 3:15 says, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, because of the love of God who has endured all those pains for a long time, there are countless fruits of heavenly kingdom. Dear devotees, God's love is thirdly the love to believe that we will change. Since Father God knows that you will change, I took all these things. If I don't believe that you would change, then I couldn't do this. But I do this, sacrificing myself, and countless members of this church, young people, members of the four United Missions, I believe that they will change. That's why I took all these sufferings. Without faith, I cannot do that. Since Father God knows this and Father God believes this, Father God gave me this duty. Otherwise, Father God would not make His beloved servant to suffer like this. The love to believe that we will change between friends and between parents and children. You believe that they will change, right? Then it is great love. But chances are that you don't have such love. You wait, but when you don't see the result, you forget and you give up. No, you betray each other between friends, between brothers and sisters, between parents and children. You wait for your husband change or wife changes. But do they wait until they change? Pastors are the same. You have to wait until your members change. I want them to leave the church because they don't listen to me. You shouldn't do that. You have to wait until they change. Believe that they will change. If it's slow, then you have to fast and pray. The reason he can wait is because he believes his hopes will be fulfilled. He waits by faith. The farmers cannot sow the seeds if they don't believe there would be great harvest. You give birth to children because you believe in them. What if you don't believe in your children? You cannot give birth to them. How can you carry them in your body for 10 months? You carry them in your body for 10 months and you believe that, you know, your children, your child will come out and you believe that they will grow up. Once they grow up and they will call you mom or father and they will learn and they will become a good child since you believe that you wait. And look at and think of those animals. They also wait. So do crocodiles. They lay eggs and, you know, and hatch them for long days. And what about those, you know, turtles, you know, they lay eggs underneath the sand and they cover those eggs with the sand and they wait. And there are birds who do that. And soon, you know, some of them go to sea to be fed, and then there are other birds, you know, who dig those sand and eat those, you know, eggs, right? And those animals, you know, find, you know, those, you know, eggs were, you know, destroyed. But, you know, there are animals who still wait. And they, you know, go on like that. And think of those, you know, feeding their, you know, cups, you know. They wait for those cups to grow up well. And then, you know, they raise their children well. They, you know, lick them, wash them, feed them. Most grass-eating animals, they soon wake up and stand up. And there are some animals who can stand in just less than an hour, and they can run faster than human beings in just an hour, you know, after they were born. And then, you know, they can run much faster than human beings, right? There are such animals. God began human cultivation because He believes in us too. He fulfills the providence of human cultivation even though there was betrayal of Lucifer and disobedience of Adam. And even at the cost of giving out His only begotten Son on the cross, it's because He believes in us. Jesus could take the cross because He believes in us. If you invest all your life savings in a certain business, it means you believe the business will be successful. If you think you could go wrong, you cannot invest all you have. Just before Jesus was arrested and hung on the cross, the Holy Spirit once let me know in inspiration what Jesus prayed during the short time in confinement. One loves but lacks understanding. Another one has a fragile heart and sheds many tears. Still another one has weak faith and many thoughts. Yet another has upright heart which can be easily broken. They will go their respective ways with their love for me, each in his way of martyrdom, his way of joy, or whatever way you, Father, wish for them. The disciples that were left in this world had various kinds of weaknesses. But Jesus believed that they would change and even be able to become martyrs. That's why he could just commit them into God's hands and take the cross with joy. The Lord is preparing your heavenly houses because he believes in you as he believed in his disciples. Until he meets us there, he doesn't even eat or enjoy any party. But he is just interceding for you and for me. When I was a novice believer, when I read it, I couldn't believe. Our Lord went up to heaven almost like 2,000 years ago, but he doesn't drink, he doesn't enjoy party, but he just intercedes for us. Of course, spirit does not eat. But it is different from eating, It is different from enjoying those, food and, party. But he has waited until the time comes. He endures and waits. When I was a novice Christian, I couldn't understand him. But now I can. I can now. The love of Father God, love of the Lord is so earnest. Children do not know God. Even before the cross, they commit sin, love the world, they become prodigal children. Even the Father God told them, don't do this, don't do that. But they don't cast off those worldly things, but they love the world. When Father God see them, how could the Lord enjoy food and party? Our Lord is still waiting for us to change and turn back by all means, not becoming the prey to the enemy, devil, and Satan, not stained by the world, but circumcised and sanctified and come into spirit and Holy Spirit. He waits and waits and endures again and again. And our Father God and the Lord. And there are people who know this heart and love of the Father, and they will go to heaven in New Jerusalem. But there are children who befriend the world. And how could the Lord enjoy food and choice food and have party? How could he? I couldn't understand when I was a novice Christian. How could our Lord wait without eating food until we come to heaven? His job, his ministry is over. But once I experienced as I do now, I can experience. I can understand now. Even though the suffering is too much, even though I know his suffering is too much, year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, our Lord has waited until it becomes like 1999 or 2015. He waits. He has waited and he is still waiting. He is still enduring. He is giving interceding prayer for us to Father God. As I experienced this, now I can understand. That's why his love is so great, and he waits without eating, without drinking, without enjoying party. He just waits for us. I couldn't understand it when I was a novice Christian, but now I can understand them all. Since I experienced it, now I can understand him well. Until he meets us there, he doesn't even eat or enjoy any party, but he is just interceding for you and me, your devotees and Members, let me conclude this message. Colossians 1:6 says, which has come to you, just as in all the world also, it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also, since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. Just as the Father and the Lord believed in you and have endured for so long, I also believe in you. Our Father God, our Lord, believe you and wait. For thousands of years, He has waited, sending His people, prophets, manifesting His power. He is waiting for children to change, and whenever there are children like that, He rejoices and He waits again and again. That's how it is become like this. But the whole world is stained by evil and sin, and people are full of betrayal and evil and sin. However, in this kind of generation, even though they are all chaff, it is so difficult to wait. However, Father God still waits. Why? Because Father God believes in this church. Father God believes in me and you. That, you know, you will change, you will come into spirit and whole spirit and receive power, God's power, and go out to the world and say, and proclaim the power, proclaim the holiness gospel. That's what Father God waits. That's why Father God searches us and protects us. And that's what He's been doing for you. That's why He has waited. With the worldly knowledge, you cannot understand. But such things are happening in this church. And you will experience again in summer retreat. It's happening all the time. Dragon flies will come down from the sky. Signs and wonders, miracles will take place. There will be cool breeze. If it is hot, cool breeze will come and make you feel cooled down. When it is necessary, the rain stop, or then it will rain. Father God will make the weather comfortable. And you will experience them all. As you do so, Father God has increased your faith like this. Because mommy members take care of this great ministry. You have to change 7.3 billion people of this world. You have to find those people who can receive salvation. You have to preach the gospel. And just preaching is not enough. The dragonflies come down, the Father God is working. Who can believe? People will say you are crazy. Then you should know and you should learn to manifest the power of God with the authority of the Word of God. And you have to show the works so that people of the world can touch it and believe it. That's how you should work. And then people of the world will believe in this holiness gospel. And you have to destroy and scatter the scheme of the evolutionism. You witnessed a snake, right? Now, there are snakes with venom or not. Let's say, what about snakes in Jeolla province or Jeju Island? Do they have venom or not? There are snakes in Africa, in Japan, Israel, and other countries. There are snakes. But do they have venom or not? They don't. There are snakes which don't have venom. There are many kinds of, you know, snakes. But there are snakes which have venom, and there are other snakes who don't have, you know, venom. Think of, you know, cobra. You know, they have venom. But there are the snakes which don't have, you know, venom. But think of anaconda, which is a huge snake. It doesn't have venom. It would be scary if that anaconda had no venom. But I thought about it, and they would have, shoot in venom through their teeth, right? And people got infected. I mean, poisoned easily. So whenever I think of the evolutionists, I know they came up with all kinds of strange and weird theory or hypothesis. How is it possible for those, if all the snakes are evolved in the same way, now how could, there are not all the snakes have, venoms. But they gotta have venoms to protect themselves. So there are those people, who are dealing with those snakes, they know what kind of snakes they have to fear, and there are other snakes that they don't need to. I see with the eyes of faith that the students, young adults, and Canaan Mission and Light and Salt Mission members and all other members will go into Spirit and Holy Spirit. I could endure all these years because I never doubted that so many souls would come forth as fruits of New Jerusalem at this end time. This faith, hope, and waiting will not change until the Lord comes back, and the Father will surely fulfill. And I hope you will remember this fact. You have the Father who believes in you. Even in the moment when you fall, He lifts you back up again and say, "It's all right, you can do it." You have the Lord who believed in you as He took the sufferings of the cross. You have the shepherd who will lead you to the Holy Spirit and other members who will help each other. When you remember this fact, you will be able to ride on the flow of Holy Spirit and become God's true children. May you become precious workers who can fulfill the providence of God at the end time to bring forth many more fruits all over the world. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you. The conclusion is, Father, the Lord, and your shepherd took all the sufferings. Wait, I wait until you stand on the rock, until you come into Holy Spirit. I believe that and wait. Without such a belief, I got no strength. But I believe you will come into Spirit, and I wait. I believe that you will come into Holy Spirit. I believe that you will come into New Jerusalem. I believe that you will come into Shepherd's Castle. Now I'll pray. Father God, let this message that they heard become life and faith in them. The four United Missions, bless them to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit as they become true children and workers that you have waited. We can do it, Father. We can go to New Jerusalem. We can come into Holy Spirit. We can resemble you. We can please you. We can become your pleasing son and daughter. We can become young students, we can become young people, young adults, Canaan Mission members, we can become such members. Father, please fill our heart with the goodness and truth, and let them have hope for New Jerusalem, and let us go on like that. Please lay your hands on those sick people. Please bless Pastor Kyung Tae Chung of Japan to lead the summer Bible school in Tokyo Tabata Mamin Church. Bless Gully Ramnet of the States to be healed of leukemia. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Bless Bishu Barreau of the France to be healed of the fourth stage of lung cancer. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bless Yang Xinxin of Hong Kong to be healed of itchiness on his face. Bless Maria Mendoza of the Spain to be healed of after effect of the spine operation. Bless Sheka Paudel of Nepal to be healed of a mental problem. Bless Wang Shuwan to be healed of cerebral apoplexy. Bless Ring Xiaoring to be healed of cancer. Bless Gun Gang Zai to be healed of epilepsy. Bless Si Peng Mei to be healed of kidney stone and stomach problem and arthritis. Bless Wang Chung Ling to be healed of stomach disease and tumor in his kidney. Bless Zhou Qingying to be healed of kidney problem and diabetes. Bless Chai Xiaozi to be healed of a heart attack, heart disease. Bless Zhou Baoqian to be healed of a hearing problem and diabetes. Bless Liu Shuwen to be healed of a blockage in his blood vessel. Bless Yang Ruixia to be healed of language problem. Bless Ma Shuhong to be healed of depression. Bless Zhou Zhang to be healed of autism and addiction to games. Bless Wang Haisha to be healed of HPB. Bless Wang Fenglu to be healed of a tumor. Bless Wai Shuba to be healed of kidney stone. Bless Zhang Wanbing to be healed of cataracts and pain all over her body. Bless Wu Yang to be healed of pain on his back. Bless Yang Wanshan to be healed of hemorrhage. Bless Zhou Yaoring to be healed of trembling all over his body. Bless Chen Wei Zhen to be healed of addiction to games and gamble. Bless Zhou Wei Tang to be healed of repetitive cough and high blood pressure. Bless Ten Haonan to be healed of cold. Bless Shi Tingting to be blessed to receive the blessing of conception. Bless Wang Chen to bear to give birth well. Father, please lay your hands on them and give them, let them bless all the guests from the other countries and receive the healing words. Tomorrow on Monday, let all of them receive healing works and glorify you greatly, Father. Even though they suffer from incurable diseases, let them be healed. All kinds of diseases, like cancer, last stage of cancer, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, heart disease, lung disease, be healed of them. Father, give them good, give us good weather, and let there be no traffic accidents. Bless us. Father God, thank you. Give us financial blessing. Let them have no problems in their business or in their work. Father, give them answer. Father, let them not suffer from persecution as they got vacation this week. Father God, thank you. Father, be glorified. Be with us. Father God, thank you. Father, bless also other family and children who are left alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.